important to have a Labour website along the lines of Conservative Home, where Labour supporters or people who wanted to discuss Labour-related issues could all have a forum which had a reasonably wide audience. And Derek was very good at making sure that Labour lists got off the ground and got a lot of publicity up front. My role isn't so much about the mechanics of things like that. It's about making sure that people throughout the party, from the top all the way down to party activists, are making the most of the opportunities that new media provides. And that could be using some of the tools that the party headquarters we've come up with. There's a lot of gadgets. There's things like a virtual phone bank. We've got the Change We See website, which has just been launched. We've got things like that, which a lot of party members don't know about. So it's partly about publicising that, but then it's also getting the politicians signed up to it as well.
You mentioned Conservative Home. Why is it, do you think, that the most influential political bloggers in the UK all seem to be Tory supporters?
I think the starting point is it's a lot easier when you're in opposition. And those websites, like Guido Fawkes and Ian Dale, they're almost like political diary columns as well. They're very gossipy, and certainly Guido is in a position where he doesn't have to watch at all what he says, and Ian Dale to a slightly lesser extent. What you find on the Labour side, it's more Labour politicians that are now in the forefront of blogging, people like Tom Harris, Tom Watson, John Prescott. And I think we do need to build on that.
Still, I mean, David Cameron looks relaxed in those faux intimate films that you see on his Web Cameron site. But you contrast that with Gordon Brown and his much derided appearance on YouTube. And that seems to sum up the sort of, how the Tories have been good at new media so far, but Labour have not been so good.
Yeah, I think David Cameron is more of a showman. He is going to be more comfortable doing that sort of thing than Gordon, who, is obviously more of an intellectual, in-depth approach to politics. But what I think is important, and I think the transition that politicians need to make in terms of using new media, if you look at most of the stuff that Cameron does, and it's very interesting, actually, in the Conservatives, just how Cameron-centric it is. There are very few others that you see engaging on the blogosphere, and Twitter or whatever. But when you see what he does, a lot of the time it is him transmitting to people, here I am on display, this is what I'm like, this is what I want to say to you. And I was just looking earlier at a clip of Eric Pickles, actually, on YouTube, where he's doing something similar. They don't really do the things which involve engaging with people.
Do you think that David Cameron's recent description of people who use Twitter as twats was a bit of a political blunder by him?
Yeah, I think it was. It was a bit of an own goal because, shortly after that, you had the whole We Love the NHS thing on Twitter, which, really, really took off and showed the power of the medium in, it always sounds slightly farcical saying, Twitter's a powerful tool, because, just by the very nature of its name, it sounds like something that's slightly ridiculous. But, actually, in terms of the number of people that then got engaged in talking about the NHS, and all in a small way, whether they were sitting at home watching television while they were tweeting or on the train on the way to work or whatever, they were taking part in a campaign which then, had an impact. It made the national news. It, it led the BBC bulletins. The Prime Minister was in part of it. And also it reached across the Atlantic to influence the debate in the US. So it was actually quite powerful. And David Cameron, because he'd used this, if you use Twitter too much, you could become twats. Yeah, he was in a position where he couldn't really join in that debate. And he ended up sending out an email a couple of days later. And as John Prescott said, he's an email politician in a Twitter age. So he looked like he was a bit behind the times. But I think it's going to be difficult for him to come on Twitter now.